Our final news stories include concerns that street drinking is leading to an increase in antisocial behaviour. And Derek Griffiths does some storytelling. But first, a large number of new homes are needed in our area.
The prospect of a new garden village in Norfolk has been mooted as council bosses wrestle with where more than 7,000 more homes should be built in the county. Council bosses say that between now and 2036, they need to provide sites for nearly 43,000 new homes in Greater Norwich, the area covered by councils in Norwich, Broadland and South Norfolk. While the sites for nearly 30,000 of those homes has been established through various blueprints, that leaves locations for 7,200 still to be found. The various councils had asked landowners, developers and the public to put forward possible sites for development. And consultation over the strategy the council should adopt, known as the Greater Norwich Local Plan, will start. The possibility of a new 4,000-home village on nearly 900 acres at Honingham Thorpe had already been put forward, but it has now emerged that a similar-sized site to the west of Hethel has also been mooted for a garden village. The consultation, which runs until mid-March, will ask the public to consider a string of options for where the homes should be located.
People have been banned from Norfolk's libraries nearly 90 times over the past 2 years, including for selling drugs, shouting at children, urinating on carpets, fighting, abusing staff, and looking at indecent images on computers. Bans imposed range from people not being allowed to visit libraries for a single day for being drunk to being banned from all Norfolk's libraries indefinitely for misuse of computers. And library staff have also been forced to call police to tackle incidents of aggressive behaviour and drunk people trying to go to sleep in libraries.
The role of the Babes is one of the great traditions of pantomime, and this year nearly 30 local children are performing in Norwich Theatre Royal's production of Sleeping Beauty. Starring alongside the adult cast, which includes EastEnders actress Gillian Wright and Play School presenter Derek Griffiths, the Babes are having a great time playing everything from Beatles to skeletons to guests. There are three sets of nine youngsters who alternate performances, and they are all students at Norwich-based Central School of Dancing and Performing Arts, which has a long tradition of providing the Babes for the theatre's pantomimes. Some panto Babes may even become stars of the future. Harriet Bunton, who played Dolly the Fairy in the theatre's Jack and the Beanstalk pantomime last year and is now in Mamma Mia, is a former Babe, as are Central School's principals Adam and Fern Carpenter.
Council bosses have offered reassurance that street drinking in Norwich is being tackled, despite concerns of an increase in antisocial behaviour. The issue was raised at a recent meeting of Norwich City Council, where councillors heard there had been 409 drunken behaviour incidents on the streets and 323 drunken behaviour crimes on the streets between January and July last year. Martin Schmeyer, leader of Green Group and City Councillor for Mancroft Ward, said, "Over the last few months, an increasing number of my constituents have reported that they are suffering from even more antisocial behaviour, particularly linked to people drinking alcohol, especially super-strength alcohol, in public spaces near residential areas." He said the problem was particularly prevalent in the city centre, Quayside, New Mills Yard and Elm Hill. Kevin Maguire, Labour's cabinet member for Safe City Environment, said there were two areas in the city which had been designated as public place orders under the Criminal Justice and Police Act at the request of Norfolk Police. In those areas, police are able to stop people drinking alcohol in designated areas and can seize open bottles or cans of alcohol.
Storm Eleanor caused disruption across Norfolk with fallen trees blocking roads, power cuts and disruption to rail services. Winds of up to 50 mph battered through the county, causing power cuts in Cossey, Cawston and Blowfield Heath. Rail services to Norwich experienced major disruption due to damage to the overhead electric wires between Stowmarket and Diss on the line towards Norwich. Norwich Fire and Rescue Service were called out to a number of weather-related incidents. A driver had a lucky escape after getting into difficulty in Shotsham Ford. Police were called after receiving reports of a car submerged in the water. Although storms cause havoc among us all, tree surgeons work tirelessly to help clear roads, paths, driveways and gardens. Andrew Sillett said, "We have to cancel jobs that are booked in already, so with storm days we only carry out emergency work. We sit by the phone waiting for any four phone calls to come through."
Generations remember him as the face of Play School and Play Away, and the voice of Super Ted, or the animals from Heads and Tails. But Derek Griffiths faced a younger audience and soon had them entranced. Mr. Griffiths popped into the Norfolk and Norwich Millennium Library to read them The Tale of the Princess and the Frog. He's currently playing Chortwood, the butler in Norwich Theatre Royal's pantomime Sleeping Beauty, and he delighted his young audience as he read aloud the story before meeting and greeting a long line of both children and adults who were keen to say hello. Mr. Griffith said, "They were great. I just love a kid's audience. A kid's audience is so honest, whereas an adult audience will slowly fall asleep or give a polite applause. Kids will look enraptured. I was so pleased. They were just a joy." And he said he equally enjoyed meeting adults who remembered him from his days as a children's television presenter from the 1960s to the 1980s.
And that's all from this edition of Chatterbox. When you're finished with the memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a post box, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label and pop it in the post box. There is no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist, making a welcome return to the recording studio, was Brian Kerridge. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365 or visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So, from me, Richard Matthew, it's goodbye.
And from me, Jenny Pierce, it's goodbye.